I'm Katie Gilkey with the Market Line Report for April 12th. Following the release of the USDA's supply and demand report yesterday morning, global grain supplies were higher than anticipated, and U.S. numbers came in close to average estimates. From the floor of the CME Group, here's Joe Vaklovic with more on the soybean market.
Moving forward here, U.S. weather is going to be the biggest factor in regard to market prices and what this market does in the future. I think we're probably to the point here, or getting very close to it, where we've priced in a great deal of the bearishness when it comes to South America, when it comes to larger U.S. acreage and larger U.S. ending stocks. But the weatherman still has the final say here, and that yield number on the U.S. balance sheets is very, very important to the supply and demand situation.
Chicago May wheat prices closed the day up 4.5 cents at 4.33 and a quarter. Chicago May corn prices were down 0.5 cents at 3.66 and a half. Portland prices for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein were unchanged to up 4.5 cents, ranging between 4.53 and a quarter to 4.80. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices were up 4.25 cents, ranging between 5.09 and 3 quarters to 5.19 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices were up 8.5 cents, ranging between 6.22 and 3 quarters to 6.62 and 3 quarters. June live cattle finished Tuesday up $1.40 at 113.70. May feeder cattle were up $1.95 at 137.32 and a half. April class 3 milk was up 4 cents at 15.14. That's today's Market Line report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.